From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Research has long shown that heart disease begins during childhood. Now, two new studies in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association show that certain risk factors, if measured during childhood or early adolescence, can be used to predict the risk of heart attack or stroke during adulthood. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
Until the 1950s, the buildup of fatty deposits in the coronary arteries was thought to be an inevitable consequence of aging. Then in 1953, Army pathologists surprised the medical community. They reported finding significant levels of plaque in the coronary vessels of Korean War casualties. The average age of the soldiers in the study was only 22.
And it was quite impressive that one would see significant hardening of the artery lesions at such a young age. And our study really was based on that kind of observation.
That's Dr. Gerald Berenson of Tulane University. He's principal investigator of a 30-year study tracking the development of heart disease among residents of Bogalusa, Louisiana, a semi-rural community that's about two-thirds white and a third black. In this latest study, Berenson and his team used ultrasound to examine the heart and carotid arteries of 486 Bogalusa adults, now between the ages of 25 and 37. The carotid is a major vessel in the neck that supplies blood to the brain. Berenson says they compared their findings to risk factors measured 22 years ago and found that elevated levels of LDL, or so-called bad cholesterol during childhood, is a major predictor of a thickening of the inner lining of the carotid artery in adults.
I think what was interesting that just one measure of LDL, or like total cholesterol in childhood, might be predictive of adult cardiovascular changes.
The study also found that obesity during childhood is predictive of heart attack or stroke in adults. In a similar study, researchers in Finland conducted ultrasound tests of more than 2,200 adults between the ages of 24 and 39 and compared their results to risk factors measured two decades ago. They report that by age 12 or 13, four risk factors strongly predict changes in the carotid artery during adulthood. They are elevated LDL cholesterol and blood pressure and obesity and smoking. Now, current medical guidelines suggest Americans should start getting cholesterol tests after age 20. But in an editorial that accompanies the studies, Dr. Henry McGill Jr. of the Southwestern Foundation for Biomedical Research says that may be too late.
I think these reports that have just come out, together with other accumulated evidence, suggest the experts ought to get together again and reconsider this question.
Ann McGill says a massive cultural change is needed to revamp the lifestyle of today's youth. The most recent government studies show 15% of the nation's children are overweight, a figure which has tripled in the past two decades.
Parents need to know this and try to do the best they can in their family eating and their family environment. They need to set a good example. They need to watch what their kids do. But I know very well how difficult it is to control the lifestyle of these young people who think they're immortal.
And so much of today's environment encourages teens to eat and sit more, habits which increase the risk of heart disease later in life. Vicky Kuei, NPR News.